This is The Brief on the science behind PDRN and salmon DNA skincare. So, while salmon sperm DNA promises us that flawless glass skin, immunologists are revealing a massive gap between those flashy marketing claims and actual skin penetration. First, why do topicals fail? Well, the 500 Dalton rule states molecules over 500 Daltons just cannot cross your skin's barrier. But traditional salmon PDRN weighs a staggering 13,000 Daltons. Trying to get that into your skin is literally like navigating a massive cruise ship through a channel built for a kayak. Injections work beautifully, backed by over 34 studies, because a needle physically bypasses the skin fortress. Topicals just sit on the surface, like expensive hydration, engaging in angel dusting. If the clinical studies were all done with needles, why do we expect the same results from a serum dropper? Second, can nanoencapsulation solve this? Yes, but there's a catch. Recent 2026 studies show that packing PDRN into microscopic bubbles, like PLGA particles or exosomes, can actually shepherd it right through the barrier. The problem? These advanced systems only exist in research labs right now, not in those trendy Sephora serums. Finally, what's the alternative? New low molecular weight PDRN, derived from plants like peony and microalgae. These are substantially smaller and possess actual published clinical evidence for topical use, showing real plumping comparable to hyaluronic acid. Honestly, until these plant versions hit shelves, we're just paying for the story of the science, not the science itself. While PDRN is absolutely a legitimate regenerative marvel in a syringe, until advanced plant-derived or nano-encapsulated formulas hit the market, your expensive salmon DNA serum is just surface-level hype.